Are you sick of hearing you don't have enough experience to get work? Visit iPath.com to get the first part of our auto damage certification for free. Hello and welcome to the Independent Adjuster Podcast by iPath. My name is Chris Stanley, and we're here to help you figure out how to get work in this industry and ultimately how to claim your life. Hey, IAs, welcome back to the Independent Adjuster Podcast. It's your host, Chris Stanley. And today I want to talk about step three of the IA path. We've kind of covered how to get started that I think, you know, most of us, most human beings in life and in any career should have a mentor. And so that's kind of your starting point, is that you should have a mentor. And if you don't have one, head to iPath.com and sign up for our mentorship community. But step number one in the IA path, the 8 steps to getting work as an independent adjuster, is figuring out your licensing, and making sure that you know what license you need to get if you need to get a license to get working. Step number two was training. What training is going to get you to work fast? We don't want you wasting time on training that doesn't matter now, because it's all about the 8 steps to getting work, because most new adjusters struggle to get their first claims. They struggle to get work. So we're trying to figure out how to get you there fastest. And we have. And then step number three, what we're going to talk about today, is setting up your business. And you might be thinking, Chris, I don't want to start a business. I want a job. I want someone to hire me. I could stretch and call it a career, but I don't think of it as starting a business. Well, you should. Plain and simple. You should think about being an independent adjuster as starting a business, because the word independent actually means you're an independent contractor. And if you're an independent contractor, you are a business. And most of the opportunities in our industry come down to being a 1099 contractor. Now, there are times, if you go out as an example with a major catastrophic company, you may find W-2 employment for the time you are deployed. But the moment they say, okay, we're done with you, and that might be 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months after a storm and deployment has started, they will say you're done. Sure, you may collect some unemployment or have some residual benefit that way. But other than that, you got to go find the job. This, when you get deployed, when you get tagged on the shoulder by Pilot, Alacrity, Cedric, the best, all these companies, this is not like, oh, you're employed until we fire you. They're like saying, hey, we're going to use you on the storm until the work runs out, and then release you, and you got to go figure out what to do next. And that's most likely with another company. It's going to be a different company most of the time. So you're going from opportunity to opportunity. And the only difference between being a 1099 and the W-2 in our space is whether you're working for one company in that moment in time and space or working for multiple companies. If you're a 1099 contractor, you can technically work for as many companies as you can stomach. If you're a W-2, you're locked into that one company. So that's really the only difference. But you are still a business. You are still building a brand as yourself. And so with that being said, we don't want you to miss out on opportunities. And some of the quickest opportunities that you can pick up and start part-time or nights and weekends are 1099 claims. And so we have to have you set up as a business so you are prepared for those opportunities. We don't want you to miss the easiest and best opportunities in our industry that you could take advantage of. So there's a few things that go into setting up a business. And inside of the Independent Adjuster's Playbook, if you haven't read it, go to Amazon right now and buy it. Please, dear Jesus, it'll save you so much headache, because I'm probably not going to nail everything perfect on this podcast because I did a ton of research for it to make sure that I gave you the exact right order. But there are a few things that go into setting up a business, and then a whole lot of other things into maintaining your business. But I'm going to focus here on a few things. Number one, you have to be legally set up as a business. And that means you need to be an LLC. You need to be an S Corp. Talk to your accountant. Easiest, quickest way is to set up an LLC in your state through something like Inkfile or LegalZoom. You can do that in just a few minutes and be done and have your LLC documents of LLC. Then you would go to the IRS. I believe I've told you the right order, but get the book if you need to make sure. And then you get your EIN number. So now that you are a state recognized LLC or S Corp or whatever you decide to do with your accountant, you now have to get an EIN number to say, hey, This is my social security number of my business. And if you go through eFile or LegalZoom and do the LLC or S-Corp through them, you can also opt in to have them do the EIN number. But it literally takes 2 minutes to the IRS website and costs you nothing to get an EIN. So I don't believe it's the best upsell to purchase as a consumer. And I love upsells. I'll buy bundles all day long, but LLC and EIN don't make sense to me because for 30 seconds of my time, it feels like I can have an EIN number, but that's up to you. So you need an LLC or a business setup of some kind, S-Corp or LLC. You cannot do a DBA. You cannot be a sole proprietor. You must be an LLC, S-Corp, Corp, something like that. Talk to your accountant. Then you got to get an EIN number. And then once you have those two things, you're now set up as a legal business. There may be a few other things in your local municipality. Make sure you're staying legal in your area. Okay, I'm going really high level here. And then the last thing you got to do is you have to go ahead and get a business bank account. You cannot operate your independent adjusting business out of your personal bank account. So you need to have a business bank account. And with those two things, the documents stating that you're a legal business and the EIN number, you can go open that up. And so with those things, you're now a legal business entity. You now can operate. You are literally open for business because you have whatever adjuster licensing you need. You have some training, and then you've set yourself up as a business. And that's really all it takes to get started. Bare bones. But one of the big things that I found that people struggle with when trying to get into independent adjusting is, what about benefits? What about what do I need to do for retirement? How do I run my business? And all these other questions come up in and around setting up your business. There are certain insurances you need to consider. Do you need business liability? Do you need errors and omissions insurance? And in the book, I talk about that some. But for most people, when they're first getting started out, I think grabbing $750 a year in insurance is a little overkill, because general liability is if you accidentally hit somebody's vehicle or something and cause damage while you're doing work. That is possible. It could happen. And then errors and omissions insurance is if you write an estimate and you made a boneheaded mistake and somebody sues you, well, who's going to help cover the court costs and cover the damages caused by your error or your omission? And so errors and omissions is very important, especially if you're doing a high volume of claims. So I would really talk to your insurance company that you currently do business with about that, or find one and start entering into discussions, because you're going to need it once you start getting claims. You're going to want to have that peace of mind. And if you go out as a W-2, good news is that most companies have policies that'll cover you through that. But if you're operating as a 1099, you're going to have to get your own if you want to be covered. The other type of insurance that you have to consider and legally get for most companies to even give you work as a 1099 is you'll have to have a commercial auto policy. Now, it's usually just a rider on your policy that you're going to use, just like an Uber driver or something, that you're going to use your private vehicle for business purposes. And it'll increase your premiums a little bit. It shouldn't increase it a ton. It's been a long time since I've had to make that transition, so I don't remember the exact numbers of what it was. But talk to whoever you're insured with. Tell them, hey, I'm doing some 1099 contractor work using my personal vehicle, and I want to make sure I'm covered on those jobs. What do we got to do? And then they'll walk you through it and get some different quotes if it's too expensive. But for the most part, it's not real bad. So those are kind of the things you need to have to set up. Some of the things you're going to have to consider moving forward, in which we help inside the community, is getting set up with your accounting, whether it's QuickBooks or the upcoming platform called IA Benefits that IA Path we're rolling out of, that's going to be free for the adjuster. How do you keep track of that? How do you keep track of your expenses? How do you save for taxes? How do you do withholding? All of those different things are things you'll have to worry about at some point. But to get started, you don't have to worry about. We need you to get to work. And so once you're set up as a business, wow, you're there. We don't need to muddy the waters. We just got to go get work. And once we get work, we'll worry about setting up some of these other structures and pieces. Because if you can't get your first claim, it doesn't matter if you have QuickBooks. It doesn't matter if you're on the IA Benefits platform and you have all the insurances in the world. If you spend $10,000 or $15,000 in logos and business cards and all these websites or whatever you decide to spend money on to start a business. None of that matters if you can't get a claim. So our concern at iPath is always, how do we get you work? And the iPath is designed, the iPath is 8 steps to getting an adjuster work, the independent adjuster or independent appraiser in some cases, work. So if you need help with this, if you're like, Chris, I just need you on speed dial to where I can ask you and your mentors questions, then you should join our iPath community. All you have to do is go to iPath.com and click join the mentorship community. There's red buttons all over the website inviting you, and it's $297 a year. We have courses for every step of the journey to explain it, of the iPath, to explain step 1, step 2, step 3. That includes training, CCC 1 training, auto damage training. And in this section for step 3, we teach you how to use QuickBooks. We teach you how to set up your LLC. We teach you how to get your business ready to go. We have interviews with experts talking you through branding, accounting, finance, taxes, all these different things. We have expert interviews that'll help you walk through that, plus videos tactfully showing you practically how you use it in your business. But just join us, iPath.com, if you need help. And until next time, keep walking your path and claiming your life. Are you dreaming of a career in auto damage, but find yourself not meeting the experience requirements? You can try the first part of our 7-part auto damage certification for free. This allows you to dive deep into auto damage training with no strings attached. And if you love it, you can continue on and purchase the full program. With this certification, you gain not just in-depth knowledge and skills, but also an all-access pass to our exclusive community, a full year of mentorship, and yes, get the 2 to 5 year experience requirement waived with over 40 firms. Your future in auto damage begins today. Visit iPath.com to start your free trial and discover where iPath can take you. iPath, claim your life.